Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tess. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Aina. Here are a list of things where the halachas of Aina don't apply. Mishnah is going to give us a list of four things. First, to Avadim. Someone sells an Eved to his friend, even though the Marchah may have been fooled, or the Lekayach, by an underpayment or an overcharge. The one who is fooled cannot be Toveya, the difference, or to be Mevatel of the Mekach. We'll soon see why. Second category of things that Ana doesn't apply to is Vahashtaris. If someone sells a Shtar Chayv to his friend, let's say I'm a Malva. I lent money to Shimon. I have a Shtar that says Shimon owes me 100 dinarim. And what I do is I sell this Shtar Chayv to Levi. I say, Levi, give me 80 dinarim for this. You'll be able to collect 100 from Shimon. Right now I need the 80. So Levi's going to come to Shimon with this Shtar and say, 100 dinarim, please. Now let's say the Meicher or the Lekeach were fooled. The one who was fooled cannot be Toveya the Oino, or for that matter, to be Mevatel the Mekach. Again, we're going to see later the reason for this. Third category of HaKarkois. Someone sells Karka, real estate, to his friend, even though the Meicher was fooled or the Lekeach. The one who was fooled cannot be Toveya the Oino. The buyer can't demand the extra money he paid for it. Neither can the seller demand what he feels is the money he should have gotten for it. Vaitrezak the Mishnah, fourth category, the HaKdeshois. If the treasurer, called the Gizber, if the treasurer of Hegdish, Bedek Abayis means things that are Hegdish, but doesn't go up on the Mizbeach. Let's say a person sells his carbon oiler that got a mum, that also has a din of a Hegdish, Bedek Abayis. If the Lekech of the Mercha were full, there is no Halacha Vayna. Now, what is the reason for all of these things? By Karkats, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Behar, Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Yod Dalet. The Pasuk says, when you sell something to your friend, miyad amisecha. Emphasis on the word miyad. You're not going to fool him. What do we learn from miyad? That the halachis of oina apply to something that gets transferred from one hand to the other. Davar hanikne miyad liyad, which is metaltalin. But it's not karka. Karka doesn't go from one hand to the other. The Rishbam in the Sechtes of Abastra says the reason there is no oina when it comes to karka, it's because when it comes to real estate, people look at it differently. You buy a pen, you feel bad. Oy, it's not worth it. Karka, you feel, it's going to be with you forever. Somebody wants to buy a house, doesn't bother him so much that he overpays it. He wants to buy land, doesn't bother him so much that he overpaid on the land. It's worth anything if you want the land, if it's yours. The Chinuch also says that in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin. The Lashon of the Chinuch is Lafisha Karka Dover Kayim Li Aylam. It's something you have and you keep and it's yours. When a person buys a piece of land, a person owns a piece of real estate, he's so happy that he got it. It doesn't really bother him that much that he overpaid for it. He's meichle, as Isaac the Chinuch. But Taisus disagrees. Taisus says the reason is, like we explained, the Pasuk says that the halachas of Ainah apply only on something which is davar hanikne miyad liyad. Why is there no Ainah by Avodim? The answer is because hukshu Avodim lekarkois. The Pasuk says, V'hisnachalta maysam levenechem achreichem, l'reshes achuza. The Torah compares the transfer of Avadim similar to the transfer of Karka, and by Karka there's no din of Aina, as previously explained. Why is there no Aina by Shtar? Because it says, V'chisim kru memkar, something which is gufoy macher, I sold a bicycle, I sold a pen. Selling a Shtar choiv, I'm not really selling something which is real, I'm selling a proof of a loan. So when someone buys that shtar chayv, in our mashal, where we said that Shimon owes me $100, and I sell the shtar chayv to Levi, so Levi's buying a piece of paper that's worth whatever he paid for it? No, how much is a piece of paper worth? $1? Less? 50 cents? Okay, in those days, maybe more. They had to write on a piece of hide. Okay, but it definitely wasn't worth the 80 or the 100. But he's not buying the paper. He's buying what the paper represents. He's buying what it says on the paper. That does not fall under the category of v'chisim kru mimkar. What is the reason there's no enough for Hegdish? Why did we say that the halacha is if the treasurer of Hegdish sells nichse Hegdish, or a person sells a carbon oil that got a mum, that there's no din enough the lekeach or the meicher was either overcharged or undercharged? And the answer is because by the parsha of Aino it says ish es achiv. It applies only to transactions between a person and his brother, achiv, but v'loi Hegdish. There are other things that this group, Avadim, Shtarais, Karkais, and Hegdeshais, stand out with. For example, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ein lehen, these four things don't have. Loi tashlume kefil, there's no tashlume kefil. Suppose I steal an eved, or I steal a shtar, or I steal karka. How do you steal karka? You can't dig it up and walk away with it. But when no one was looking, I moved over the boundary of the fence. I went into the tchum of my friend. Or if a person steals hegdish, when it comes time to pay, you do not pay kefil, the way the halacha would be in regard to stealing other things. The Gemara knows that from a limud. It says, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, al kol aveda, yishalom shnayim lirayehu. That's how the pasuk concludes. For these things you have to pay kefil. So the pasuk starts when the pasuk gives us the list of things you have to pay kefil for, al kol dvar pesha. That's called a klal, a general rule. Then the Torah says a prat, specifically. You have to pay for a shor and chamor. You have to pay double if you steal it. And then we go back to a klal, al kol aveda. So when you have a klal and a prat and a klal, we dash in this way. Mahaprat, just like the prat, the specific that the Torah enumerated, is metaltal, something that you can move one place to another. And it's gufay moment as opposed to a shtar, as explained earlier. The shtar represents value, but it itself isn't worth that much. So therefore the halacha of kefil applies to things that you can move around and things that are gufay moment. And as explained, you can't move karka, and a shtar is not gufay mamon. What about avadim? How do we know it doesn't apply to avadim? We already explained. When it comes to transactions, avadim and karka are compared to each other. Well, how do we know it doesn't apply to hegdish? How do we know you don't pay kefil for hegdish? That's learned from the fact the pasuk says, Yishalom shnayim lirayehu. Lirayehu, but not to hegdish. Only to his friend, but not to hegdish. Vayitra says, Amishna v'leis hashlumi arbava chamisha. If you steal a shar or a seh and you sell it, you have to pay four or five times the amount. Sell it or you shecht it. Four times the amount for a seh, five times the amount for a shar. So obviously this halacha of dalet and hay doesn't apply to karka, because it's only a shar or seh. It's not real estate. And it's not a shtar. Shtar isn't a shar or seh. And it's not an evid. So what does it apply to? It would apply to hegdish. If I stole a shor or a set that belongs to Hegdish and I shechted it or sold it, I would not be obligated to pay four times for the tzayin or five times for the shor. I just pay back the amount of the shor or the set. How do I know this? I know it because I know that there's no din kefil by Hegdish. As we just explained from Reyehu. Now, once there's no kefil, there's also no dalet vehei. Because when you say four or five times the amount, that includes kefil. If there's no kefil, there's no double, then it's only three times for the seh, or four times for the shar. And the Torah never gave such a payment of three or four times. Three times for a seh, or four times for a shar. The Torah only said, dalet vehei. Four times for a seh, and five times for a shar. And that you could only have if you have kefil. So if there's no kefil, there's no dalet vehei. Vayitra zakta mishnah. Here's another halacha that does not apply to these four things. Doesn't apply to shtar, doesn't apply to karka, doesn't apply to avadim, and doesn't apply to hegdish. Shomer chinam einu nishba. Let's say I gave over to a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is someone who watches something for nothing. I gave him avadim, or shtaris, or karkais, or hegdish to guard. And some type of geneva or aveda took place. Normally, a shomer chinam swears that he wasn't a pesheh, that he wasn't negligent, and only then is he pater. But in regard to these four things, he's pater even without a shvuah. Now, how do I know this? Once again, we dash in the pasuk, which teaches us that the shomer chinam has to swear, in Kapitel Chav Beis Pasuk Vav, and that Pasuk says as follows. Ki yitin ish ariyehu kesev akelim lishmar. Ki yitin ish ariyehu kesev akelim lishmar. Ki yitin, whatever you give, that's a klal. Just kesev or kelim, that's a prat, that's specific. Lishmar, that's a klal. How do we dash in the klal of prat to klal? We look at the one specific thing the Torah says. The Torah says kesev or kelim. Just like kesev or kelim, it's something that you can move. It's davar hametaltel, and it's gufay moment, as opposed to a shtar. It has real value, with exception to karka that you can't move, with exception to avadim that are compared to karka, with exception to shtarais that doesn't have real value. It's just what it says in the shtar. And it also says reyehu, kiit nishal reyehu. So reyehu means dafka reyehu, dafka your friend nachal hegdish. And here's where the pasuk says that you have to swear, that the shomer chinam has to swear. So you don't swear by these four things. Not by karka, not by avadim, not by shtarais, and not by hegdish. Vayitra says the Mishnah, but I say sachar ein mishalem. A shomer sachar, someone who gets paid to watch something, and the something was stolen or lost. If it's not one of these four things, he has to pay. For Hashem Mesachar to say it was stolen or lost, but it wasn't negligent, doesn't make a difference. You have to pay. You're Hashem Mesachar. Hashem Echinam is part of Begneva Veveda. However, if what the Hashem Mesachar was watching was one of these four things, Karka, Avodim, Shtoris, or Hegdish, and Gneva and Aveda took place, he is Potter. That is once again because the Pasuk by the Hashem Mesachar says, Ki Yitin Ishariyehu Shoriseh, Bechol Behema Lishmar. So again, we have a klal, uprat a klal, that teaches us it has to be davar metaltel, not karka, something you can move. It has to be gufay mamay, not shtaret, something that has value, not because there's something that's written on it, that because of that you could collect money. It's not avadim, because when it comes to selling, avadim and karka have the same halacha. And it's not hegdish, because it says reyayu. So once again, when I say sachar, ain't a mishalim. Now notice there's a difference over here. Shaymer chinam ain't a nishba. By a Shem Echinim, we say he doesn't swear on these things. If a Shem Echinim was watching Avadim or Shtaris or Kaka or Hegdish and Geneva or Aveda took place, normally he would have to swear and then he's Potter. He doesn't have to swear. The Shem Esachar would normally have to pay. But in regard to these four things, he does not have to pay. Now we go back to the Halachis of Hana. Reb Shimon says, it's not true that by all Hegdish, we say there's no Halach of Hana. Depends what kind of Hegdish. Kadashim shu chayiv ba'achruyasa. If it's hegdish that you're responsible for, yesh lehenayna. Then the halachis of ayna apply. She'ein chayiv ba'achruyasa. If it's hegdish that you're not responsible for, ain lehenayna. Then the halachis of ayna don't apply. What does that mean? What's hegdish that you're responsible for? What's hegdish that you're not responsible for? If someone is a noider bekarb, noider bekarb means he says like this: Harei alai oila. Take it upon myself to bring a carbon oila. And he separates a behemah to fulfill his nether. And that behemah dies or it was stolen. I have to separate another behemah. Because I said a re'alai, I take it upon myself. So the chiv is on me. It's not an excuse that the behemah was stolen. Okay, I'm sorry the behemah was stolen, so get another one. But then there's a way of donating something to Hegdish. Not a nether, rather a nedava. He's menadev. And that would be whereas instead of saying a re'alai, I take it upon myself to bring a carbon oila, he takes a carbon and he says, Hare zu oila. This is a carbon oila. Now here the halacha is, if that behemah dies or it's stolen, he doesn't have to separate another behemah. I never took it upon myself. I said, this behemah is a carbon oila. What should I do? If I had it, I would be mark of it. Zakhtrab Shimon, when it comes to the din of Einah, there's also a chilek between neder. And again, neder is where he says, Hare alai, as opposed to nedava, where he says, Hare zu. A carbon that is chayiv and it's a chayis means a nether, where he said a re'alai, I take it upon myself. So let's say I say I take it upon myself to bring a carbon, and I separate a carbon. Afterwards, I sell it to my friend, and something went wrong over here. It wasn't for the right price, even though it's hegdish. But because if this behemah were to be lost, I have to separate a different behemah. Memela, it's as if it's my behemah. What makes it mine? What makes it mine is the fact that I would have to replace it if it's lost. That's called Davar Hagoyrem Lamamin. Reb Shimon holds Davar Hagoyrem Lamamin Kemamin Dami. If I take something away from you, which is not yours, but if I take it away, you're going to have to buy another one that's like I took it away from you. It may not be your money, but it's something that's going to cause you to lose money. Memela says Reb Shimon, if he said Harei Alai, and then he sells the behema, yesh lehen ayna. Now, I want to explain something. You can't stam sell a behemoth that you separated for a carbon. It has to be where it got a mum first. But let's say it got a mum, and then I sold it. And I sold it for too much, or I sold it for too little. The regular halachis of Eina apply. This is called Altainu Ish Es Achiv. But if we're talking about Hegdish, where he's not chayiv in the achrayis in the Hegdish, because he said Harei Zu, I never said I take it upon myself to bring a carbon. I separated a behemoth, I said, this behemoth is a carbon. And then it received a mum, and then I sold it. And I either sold it for too much or for too little, but in this case we say, ain lehen ayna. There is no din ayna over here. Because the Torah said, ayna is only by Riyayu, not by Hegdish. Sakta Mishnah Vayta, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, in addition to these four things that don't have the halachis of ayna, I'm sure you know it by now, which four we're talking about, Karka, Avadim, Shtar, and Hegdish, I'm going to add three more. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Af HaMoicher, even one who sells a Sefer Torah, Behema, or he sells a behema, or margolis, or he sells a pearl, ain lehem ayna. Why? Because by a sefer Torah we say, how could you put the value of a sefer Torah? How could you say, oh, I paid too much? You can never pay too much for a Sefer Torah. A behema also. Sometimes something is worth a lot more than it looks like when it comes to a behema. Let's say I have a good shar that I plow with. I need another shar like this shar. They should work as a team. You can't put together a weak shar and a strong shar. So if I find a shar that's similar to my shar, for me it's worth a lot more than the standard price. Same is true with a margolis. Let's say I have one of these pearls in some kind of an ornament or in some kind of a ring. I need a matching one. So I'm willing to pay anything for it, even though it's much more than the standard price. Amru lai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, lai amru ela es elu. When Chazal said that the halachis of Einah do not apply, they were referring only to these four, to Avadim, Shtaris, Karkois, and Hegdish. In regard to other things, there is a halacha of Einah. Okay, our Mishnah told us that there are things that the halachis of Einah don't apply to. Avadim, Shtaris, Karkois, and Hegdish. There's also no kefil and no tashlumi abar v'chamisha. If you steal karka, or a shtar, an eved, or hegdish, there's no kefil. And as we explained, in the case of hegdish, should you steal a shtar aseh, that is hegdish. And you shechter or sell it, there wouldn't be any abar v'chamisha, because if there's no kefil, there's no abar v'chamisha. Abar v'chamisha includes kefil. We said that a shemir chinam on these four things. If you gave over to a shemir chinam an eved, or a shtar, or a karka, or if you gave Hegdish to watch, and Geneva Veda took place on anything else, he would have to swear that he was not a Pesheya. Not so in the case of these four things. A Shomer Sacha normally has to pay for Geneva Veda. He would not have to pay for these four things. Reb Shimon said, Kachim, it depends. There's two types of Kachim, says Reb Shimon. There's Kachim that you're personally responsible for. That's if you said a real lie, I take it upon myself. Someone steals that carbon, it's like stealing money from me, because if I don't have it, I have to replace it with a different carbon. Say, Halt Reb Shimon. So over there, the halachis of Einah would apply. The truth is, Reb Shimon would also hold that there's kefil and dalad vehei, that Hashem Mechina would have to swear, and that Hashem Mesach would be chayiv, but the halach is not like Reb Shimon. Whether he says, harei zu, this is hegdish, which means if it's stolen, it's not his responsibility, where everyone agrees that the halachis of Einah don't apply. But the Chacham say, even if he says harei a lie, which it's true, if someone steals it, he's going to have to replace it, but I still don't say it's like stealing from him, and therefore the halachis of Einah don't apply. Rabbi Yehuda said the halachis of Einah would not apply to a Sefer Torah, to a behema, or to margolis. A Sefer Torah because who could put the value on a Sefer Torah? A behema because sometimes a person needs a match for his behema and is willing to pay anything. Margolis, sometimes you also need a match for a ring or something, and therefore he's willing to pay anything. So if it's not shach to say maybe that he was overcharged, could be over here he was willing to pay any price for it. The Alter Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim disagree. They say that this rule, that there is no anah to certain things, applies only to the four things we spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, and they are, do you remember? Avadim, Shtarais, Karka, and Hekdesh.